Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
The original zero-turn radius mower, the Hustler, American-made and priced right. Test drive one today at your local dealer. 48 months with no interest. Yes, 48 months with no interest on many models. Your Hustler dealer has models starting at only $27.99. And test drive the 60-inch Raptor SD starting at just $44.99. Hustler, with the best warranty in the industry. And don't forget, 48 months with no interest when you buy a new Hustler. See your local dealer today. Hustler, they're fun to run.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
The cattle markets were a bit weaker on the feeder cattle, down 77 on August, 146.32. September's down 62 at 144.70. Nearly, a little over, $2 off the lows for the feeder cattle. So they originally this morning were shaken up pretty good, but then did come back here in the mid to later part of the day. Live cattle, on the other hand, seem like to be led by spread action. June live cattle up 30 at 121.40, about 7 off the highs. By August, live cattle down 67 to 117.37. A lot of attention being paid to that June-August spread and what's going to happen now that we're into the month of June and at a discount to where the cash market is on live cattle. Will that spread widen out? We reached a level at $1.66 or so. And it's a previous month, those front months to the next month got out to $14. So a lot of attention being paid to that spread. Of course, cash trade hasn't developed yet, but it looks like it's about 130 ask, which would be higher than last week's 125 trade. And boxed beef at midday was $1.40 higher on the choice at $222.74. Select up 54 at $201.91.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain markets made new highs for corn and new highs for soybeans. The front month, July beans were up 21 and three quarters a cent at just over $11. The high was 11.02 and a half. So will that break resistance? Will that bring new buying out here? We'll wait and see, but that's a really strong close there for corn and beans. Wheat futures followed the corn and beans here, nine higher or so in the July Chicago. Wheat at 473 and a quarter. July Kansas City up 8.5 at 455 and three quarters. So across the board, corn, beans, and wheat were higher. Some outside factors here. We've got weather, more rain moving through the winter wheat country. Although that crop is good, every rainstorm that moves through will delay harvest and open the door for possibility of maybe not being the crop that we thought it was, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago. Also, corn planting and bean planting going along ahead of schedule. Corn planting is 94% complete and 72% good to excellent, while bean planting is 73%. Cotton planting is 59%, is about 10% behind average, and that is due to the rain. On June 10th, 11 a.m., we've got the monthly supply and demand report, and then June 30th, the acreage. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.